With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Yay! Yay! Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically. I am Dr. Kim R. Grimes, all day, every day. Yes. And you guys know that I am still tickled pink to have you all here joining me. I am so grateful that you take the time out to listen to our podcast. And for those who love to watch the video, I'm so honored for that as well. So give yourself a round of an applause. Yay! Today's episode is all about stepping into your disciplined women era and mastering the art of consistency. Whether you're working towards personal goals, professional growth, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, discipline and consistency are the keys to making it happen. Believe me. See, this isn't about perfection. Not at all. It's about showing up for yourself every day and embracing the process. You heard me say it before. It's a process, or we're on a journey, and in our journey or on this journey, there are processes. And so we're in the process. So embrace the process. Yes. Discipline gets a bad reputation sometimes. It gets a bad rap, you guys. I'm telling you. But the truth is, discipline is a form of self-love. Let me say it again. A form of self-love. It's about being committed to your own growth. Yes. And to your vision, even when things get tough and you don't feel motivated. When you don't feel like, I don't feel like doing this, right? So today we'll be talking about what it means to step into your discipline era. Yes, how you can start building more consistency in your life and why this shift is so powerful for women, but not only women, for anyone, even though we're saying women, but for anyone. But okay, our amazing guest today will share a personal journey and tips for embracing discipline without sacrificing who you are. The reason this conversation is so important is that discipline isn't just about willpower or pushing yourself too hard. It's about finding balance, building habits that support your goals, and being true to yourself along the way. Stepping into your discipline women era means owning your power, being you, yes, setting clear boundaries, being consistent in pursuing the life you truly want. And it's about, I said it already, being you. And need I say, unapologetically, being you unapologetically. There, I said it. Whether you're struggling to stay consistent with your health, your relationships, your career, or personal growth, this episode right here, this episode is for you. See, I have had my own moments where discipline didn't come easy. Mm-mm. After being told what to do, when to do it, after 25 years serving in the military service, not to mention prior to that, being told what to do by my mom, right? It took me some time to realize that discipline, the discipline that I learned in the Army, is not like the discipline I embraced for myself. It doesn't feel like a chore or a command. It feels empowering, especially when you're doing it for yourself, when you're doing it for your dreams, your ambitions, and your desires. And that's exactly what I want to help you with today. So there's power in discipline and consistency. Mm-hmm. So in my 25-year career in the military, I learned that discipline is a cornerstone, not just a duty, but a personal strength. Yeah. But it wasn't until I became an emotional life coach that I truly understood how this foundation shaped my entire life. See, after, not even after, going through or being in a relationship, but married 29 years to my loving husband, I built a partnership grounded in the same principles of consistency and resilience. I learned how to find balance with discipline. Yep. Discipline doesn't mean sacrificing who you are. Mm-mm. Rather, it's about embracing the values that define you, that define me. So to find balance, I always remind myself of, why am I here? What are my choices? The why behind it, the choices that I made, both personal and professional. See, there's a big why that always need to be answered. What is your why? Whether it's being devoted to my loving spouse, I love that man, y'all, I'm telling you, or being an effective coach. I am grounded in discipline, and I ground myself in the vision I have for my life and for the people that I love, period. It's that simple. Discipline and consistency has helped me stay true to who I am, while building a life I am proud of, that I love to live each and every day. Consistency isn't about just doing everything perfect or perfectly well each and every day. Nope. It's about showing up. It's about showing up as you are, who you are, right? My advice to listeners is simple. Create small, achievable routines and follow them with intention. Mm-hmm. Be intentional. Be intentional. Yes. Start with something as basic as setting aside time to reflect in the morning. I was having this conversation with my husband just earlier today, that if we just take a moment, sit, reflect, right? Or you can do it at the end of the day as well, but do it with gratitude. Do it with gratitude. These consistent practices, no matter how small, will add up to a concrete, a momentum towards larger goals. Yes, it will help you achieve those larger goals. We said it, you heard it time and time again. Take those baby steps, and those baby steps will add up to larger steps. Now, when we talk about discipline, there are setbacks. Absolutely, because setbacks are real. We have to be able to implement a technique, a skill, a tip, something that's going to allow us to overcome our setbacks. Because what I know is that discipline taught me that setbacks, like I said, they're real, but they're not failures. And even if there are, I learned how to embrace my failures. They're lessons. Failures are lessons. When life throws challenges my way. I give myself the grace and the space that I need to manage that challenge or to recognize or to acknowledge that failure. And I remember that every setback, every failure is an opportunity to adapt and grow. I learn from it and I grow. And if I don't, then I'm bound to repeat it. And who wants to repeat, right? Especially if it doesn't feel good. In those moments, I focus on my purpose and let my drive and let that actually drive me forward. The key to resilience is understanding that it's okay. It is okay. It's okay to pause. It's okay to stop. It's okay to be still. It's okay to recalibrate, but you want to keep going, right? It's okay, but you want to keep going. You don't want to stop. So for me, discipline is empowering. It's been that force that allowed me to thrive in a male-dominated field. Yep, that was the field I was in. Build a career that serves others and nurture a marriage that grows stronger each and every day with time. Absolutely. Discipline is about claiming my power and realizing that I can shape my own life. It's about claiming your power and you realizing that you can shape your own life. Absolutely. See, I encourage others to see discipline not as a restriction, which I thought when I was in the military, when I was serving in the army, no, but as a tool of empowerment. Look at it as a tool of empowerment, one that allows you to live with intention, to pursue your dreams, and to stay true to your values, because that's what it does. That for me. It does it for me. So today we'll be joined by an incredible woman who has mastered the art of discipline and consistency in her own life. She will share her insights and practical tips on how to help you step into your discipline era and stay committed to your goals, to your ambitions, and to your desires. Yes! So our guest today is an amazing certified public accountant, a CPA, who specializes in helping early childhood organizations get a good handle on their finances. Her goal when working with her clients is to help them organize and streamline their systems and processes for efficiency, increase revenue, reduce costs, and ensure a pathway to growth. She is not like most jack-of-all-trades CPAs. Nope. She looks at your organization as a whole and makes sure she kicks every tire and turns over every rock. So if you're not as financially successful as you want to be, she will help you get there, out of doubt. Our guest has developed a disciplined approach to her life and her career. We are honored to have her here with us today. Yay! She is going to share her story on how she embraced discipline and how consistency has been the key to her success, which ultimately leads to your success. So our first guest, oh my goodness, you guys, I can't wait for you to meet our first guest. Our first guest is a certified public accountant, CPA, for those who are not putting that together, who specializes in helping early childhood organizations get a good handle on their finances. Her goal when working with her clients is to help them organize and streamline their systems and processes for efficiency, increase revenue, reduce costs, and ensure a pathway to growth. Yes, she is not like most jack of all trades, CPAs. She looks at your organization as a whole and makes sure she kicks every tire and turn over every rock. Yes. Okay. So if you're not as financially successful as you want to be, she will help you get there without a doubt. Our guest has developed a disciplined approach to her life and her career. We're so honored to have her here with us today so she can share her story on how she embraced discipline and how consistency has been key to her success, which ultimately leads to your success. Please join me in welcoming Olga Odhiambo to Yay You Podcast. Yay! Thank you, Olga, for being here. Thank you. I am so grateful that you're here on the show. I'm so grateful that you said yes. I really appreciate it. Because meeting people is part of my DNA. It's really a part of me. It's something that I love to do. I would love for you to share with our listeners how we met. Before we even jump into the topic, I want our listeners to know how we met. So please feel free to share.
Hey, oh, thank you, Kim. It's an honor to be part of your podcast. I really appreciate this. So how we met is one of my clients who happens to be in early childhood education referred me to your organization, Synergy for WBO, and she wanted me to be a mentee as part of a training program for Kim's broader organization. And that's how I got to meet Kim. And within that mentorship program, I met other mentees who were trying to grow their businesses. The interesting about this is we met in 2020, right in the thick of the pandemic. So here we are, CPAs, trying to figure out how to help our clients, trying to figure out how to grow our own businesses. But then Kim's mentorship program actually exposed me to a whole lot in terms of growth, funding programs. I don't know whether you all remember the PPP loans, EIDL, and SBA loans all mixed in together, nobody knowing what to do with them. So Kim was a really big boost to my business, just having gone through the mentorship program and learning marketing ways, financing, government funding that came about due to the pandemic. I would say WB Synergy was a great addition to my business.
Oh, thank you, my love. Thank you. I truly appreciate all the kind words, truly do. You are a true pleasure to work with, Olga. And I am so grateful for the opportunity. So it's not only me, it's you as well. All right, let's jump into the topic of how to enter your disciplined woman era and be consistent. So during the overview, like the introduction, you guys heard me share, and I stated that discipline really gets a bad rep, right? A bad reputation sometimes. But the truth of the matter is, discipline is a form of self-love. So with that being said, Olga, please, can you share what discipline means to you and how it shaped your life?
I have mentors. I have people that I admire very much in life, including you, Dr. Kim. And so I like to observe how they live their lives. And when you come across people who are successful or achieved what you want to achieve, you realize that there really is no magic formula. What really matters is what you do consistently every day. Okay. So if you want to grow your business, it's a matter of committing to doing certain things, however boring it gets, because sometimes it gets a little mundane and everybody doesn't understand, why are you doing this? Why are you waking up early to calm your mind and do some journaling or reading to expand your knowledge? You have to do that every day. Okay. A lot of times we get motivated by motivational speakers all over the internet or people you've met in person and telling you, giving you the drive to move forward, build that business and be successful. But what they don't tell you is that sometimes you can lose momentum, right? Or that you might not be able to achieve that great firm within maybe a short while. So how do you ensure that you are successful over time? I believe it is discipline. It's that effort that you put in to be 1% better than you were yesterday. Because if you do that, say you try to be 1% better than you were yesterday for a good 70 days, I can assure you that within 2 months, you'll be an expert in whatever field you want to do. But if you think that you're going to be an expert with one big burst of energy and then maybe lose momentum, that might not quite cut it. So for me, discipline is that everyday effort that it takes to build your business. So whether it is building your knowledge base, sometimes it takes maybe 30 to an hour every morning. So I'm a morning person, so I will be up by 4 or 5 a.m. But that gives me time to read and expand my knowledge. As a CPA, there's always changes in the industry. Laws change. We are coming up to an election year. Depending on who gets elected, the tax laws are going to change. They're definitely going to change. So we have to be ready to handle that. And so it pays to keep reading and understanding what that impacts the businesses that we support. So taking that time to read every day and actually enjoy it. To me, that's my me time. That's my self-love too, believe it or not. I actually enjoy reading new things. That's because you can bring in your historical knowledge along with what is happening in the world and put it together for your clients. So that reading every day is so important because over time, you realize you're an expert. You realize you can actually put together tax strategies for individuals who thought they couldn't save money on your taxes. But I said, if you did this and this, given your situation right now, you can save X number of dollars on your tax return. So that empowering yourself, adding to your knowledge base and in a disciplined manner. But one thing I have to say though, Dr. Kim, is that sometimes we just don't do it the way we want. Sometimes it doesn't pan out that way. Maybe you plan 5 days a week, right? So what Dr. Kim has really taught me is something called grace. Give yourself grace. Remember to give yourself grace. You're only human. So yes, sometimes, like I'm a single mom, sometimes your son is sick, or that client you thought you were gonna get didn't quite work out, or you lock in the client, but it turns out to be a nightmare. So, giving yourself grace as a business owner, even in your journey of trying to be disciplined, is also very important because what that does is that it helps you to pick up from where you left off, okay? And not be discouraged because you didn't meet a goal or you made a couple of steps back. It always just give yourself grace. And when you learn to give yourself grace, you also learn to give others grace.
Come on now.
You're not perfect, right? So you will make some mistakes, things might not go right, but if you forgive yourself, it's also very easy to forgive others that might not have done what you had anticipated. So that's to me, that is discipline. I could talk all day about this.
You did an exemplary job in sharing because not only that, you touched on the questions that I had. You spoke about a routine, like to build a routine. You said, do this daily. Do it daily. And you're an early person. You like to get up early. You like to read. You like to learn. One of the things you also said was think of improving yourself by 1%. I thought that was powerful, like 1% every day.
1%,
And
yes.
yes. And then one of my questions is how to handle challenges or with women who are struggling to stay disciplined. And you answered that question too. You said, give yourself grace. You're not rambling. You're literally giving tidbits, right? Some juicy tidbits as you're sharing. Let me ask you this. How did you shift your mindset to see discipline as something positive rather than something restrictive or negative? I said it sometimes get a bad rep, but how did you have a mindset shift? What was your mindset set shift like that really helped you to see discipline as a positive thing and how it impact you more?
When you're disciplined on a specific area of your life, Over time, you will understand, you will start seeing the growth. You will start seeing the growth in your personality, in your professional life. Then you will realize other people start to recognize it. For some reason, the people around you start recognizing, oh, they start saying, oh, Olga is an expert. Oh, she's growing in business. Oh, we want her opinion on A, B, C, D because we're starting our own businesses. So you tend to stand out, but this happens over time. Sometimes it even hits you. You might be humble and say, oh, yeah, I can help you out. But you will always be, you might have a group of friends or professional friendships that you have, and your name keeps being dropped for, do you want to start a business? Do you want to know how to set it up so that you don't get into trouble later on? And your name keeps being dropped. So over time, you realize that even those around you will start to appreciate and recognize these efforts. Okay. But discipline does get boring. Sometimes it might get boring. You might have to do that thing that you don't like. But I believe that success is part of that, getting over that boredom and still staying with it. And so in discipline, what has helped me is asking myself, what is my reason why? Where is my why? Because whenever you're discouraged, as a single mom, you wake up in the morning and the dishes are not done, the house is not in the best pristine shape that you want. And so you're like, okay, I just have to stick to my routine. This is important. And you go back to that reason. And it builds you right back up. And you know why you're doing it, why you're waking up that extra hour early, because between 9 and 5, it's go, and you might not have time to do what you need to accomplish. So, understanding the reason why, and when things get tough, when you're discouraged, when you're asking yourself, why am I doing this? That why, that discipline will build you back up. And then lastly, consider tracking your progress. Where you are at the end of 2024 versus where you are in 2025, you will shock yourself. It might not even, like, as accountants, we love numbers, okay? What was your revenue? What was your gross profit? That is nice. But just understanding that your mindset is shifting, okay? That you are appreciating yourself as the expert and that you can now be comfortable helping your clients get to that next level. With discipline, over time, you will realize that if you look at where you are in one particular time period and then 12 months thereafter, you see a whole lot of progress. And this is just small little units, one bite at a time, one little drop at a time will fill up your cup. And that is why I really believe in discipline.
Awesome. I love the fact that you're sharing about taking the time, being disciplined, and the fact that it may be boring and being consistent, but yet still do it. Still do it. And I appreciate all this juicy knowledge that you're sharing. I really do. Because as our listeners can, for those who are in business and that are not, can think of it, of course, it's applied to your goals. This applies to the things that you want to achieve in life. And it is really about being disciplined and being consistent in what it is that you want to do. And you mentioned your why. Ah, that is so important. Your why. And like you said, it not only is it important, but it also motivates you, especially when you're bored or when you're like, oh my gosh, am I going to get do this or discourage, go back to your why. I thought that was so phenomenal. So thank you for that. Let me ask you this. What's one simple action listeners can take today to start becoming more disciplined and consistent in their lives? Just one simple action.
Take the action, make a step, make that phone call, right? A lot of us starting your business, I can tell you my experience was like, I gotta take this extra training. I gotta make my business cards look exactly right. I gotta fix my logo. Just take the action. Sometimes it make that phone call. Ask, tell somebody, here I am, I have this expertise and I want your business. Make that scary phone call. So taking that action, don't wait for perfection. Okay. Don't wait until, so you're trying to lose some weight, which I have to work on myself. And the workout wasn't, you didn't sweat hard enough, or I didn't have so much fun, or I missed out on so many of the moves. I didn't quite do them right. But that simple action is what gets you from one point to the other. So for me, I'm an action person. Like when I'm feeling sad, discouraged, take that action. Get off of bed, move a little bit, and get on with it. A lot of times when you take action, in the midst of that session of whether it was working out or reading, in the middle of it, somehow the brain catches on and you're like, yeah, I'm actually enjoying this. If it's exercising, I'm actually getting the endorphins. So I'm halfway through this workout. It's tough, but I'm actually feeling better than I did when I first started. So for me, that action, just take it. You want to create a budget and you know how much you want to spend. Put that in a piece of paper. Start with a piece of napkin. I want to make $1 million this year. This is how much I'm going to spend. This is what I'm going to, my net profit is going to look like. And then you can start breaking it down into pieces. Okay, $1 million. Where does the revenue come from? Comes from revenue source A, B, and C. What about my expenses? I might have to hire. I have rent. I have facility expenses. Let's put it down. But that action is important, but don't go for perfection. Do not worry if it doesn't look the best. At some point, you will get to tweak it, and you could tweak it the next day, but take action. That to me is the most important piece. So remember, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you've set out to do. That is the most important part.
Awesome. 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 So you said make a daily habit. That's consistency, doing something every day, giving yourself grace. Don't be perfect. Don't try to be perfect. Also, when if you ever get discouraged, and even if you're not discouraged, always go back to your why. What is your why? What is your why? And be in action. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, our listeners are going to want to connect with you because you just filled their cup. So please feel free to provide. How do they get in contact with you? You can share your email address, your website, LinkedIn, whatever. How do our listeners get in contact with you, Olga, because of this podcast? And they may be also interested in hiring you as a CPA. Please share.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Dr. Kim. I'm on social media, so between Facebook, Instagram, X. So I'm in there as Olga Odhiambo. I will spell it. That's my first name is Olga. My last name is Odhiambo. So if you Google that or search on Facebook, Olga Odhiambo. I am the CPA, so I offer tax and accounting services for small businesses, especially those in early childhood education. My business number is 5207-9008. My website, my company name is Gem Accounting and Tax. So again, I'm online like everybody else. So I'm on social media all over the place, LinkedIn, the same, Olga Odhiambo, and then I'm a CPA generally. But yeah, I appreciate this opportunity, Dr. Kim. I hope to hear from you, but even if it's some word of encouragement, I'm telling you, it's so doable and it is so worth it. It is so worth it to invest in yourself.
Indeed, how to enter your disciplined woman era and be consistent. Exactly. Thank you, Olga. We truly appreciate you. Appreciate you. So, listeners, this was Olga Adiambo. Hope I said it right, because sometimes I'm not good at it. But nevertheless, thank you, my dear. And so, this will not be your last time, although it's your first. We welcome you back to our podcast, You Are You Unapologetically. Thank you, my friend, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you as well. Thank you.
Wow, what an incredible conversation today. Olga really showed up and shared how discipline, when approached with intention and balance, can help you. Not only you, can help any woman, anyone create a life you want. The biggest takeaway for me, reaffirm that and here's the thing, and I hope it did the same for you guys, but it reaffirmed that discipline is really about honoring yourself. It's about me honoring me and my goals and my ambitions. It's about me looking at my desires and really setting them apart and knowing that they're true because they're my desires. It's about showing up for yourself, each and every day, not out of pressure, not because of worry, but out of love for the woman that you are and for the woman that you are becoming. So hear what I want you to take away from this episode. Entering your disciplined woman era doesn't mean being perfect. Not at all. It doesn't mean trying to outdo everyone around you or everyone in the room. It doesn't mean selling yourself short either. It means being consistent, staying true to your vision, and giving yourself grace along the way. Taking action and doing the work, even if you get bored. Now, if you're ready and you're really ready to take the next step, start with one small change right now, today, right now. Don't wait until tomorrow. Pick that one habit, that one goal right now and commit to it. Commit to it each and every day. Don't make it hard and don't make it wrong. Because you guys, we know, you know, with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, this pushes you to dumb down, hide who you really are, or just go with the flow. You are you, unapologetically, means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Let people talk. They won't talk and talk. They're going to talk about you regardless. And so you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. When you show up without pretense and hesitation, the world, and that's when I say this, the world cannot dull your glamour. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light so brightly that you will share it and it will help others to tap into their own brilliance. So how about we all agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own our own authentic self? Join me here in this safe space where I will initiate influential conversations about being you. Yeah, you being you, because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. No one. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Your support is greatly appreciated. And please know this, that we cannot do it without you. So if you have found this episode inspiring, please don't forget to share it with another person, another woman, another man, right? Share it with someone who could use some encouragement. Encouragement is running low in this day and age, but it's all good. It's all good. And as always, make sure to subscribe, right, to You Are You Unapologetically, so you could never miss an episode. And remember, the path to success starts with you showing up for yourself one day at a time. Until the next time, let's stay disciplined, let's stay consistent, and keep being you. Unapologetically. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.